We're live in Toronto, and we've been checking in all night with another roadside attraction, which kicked off today out in Vancouver. We've spoken to the Inbreds, Ziggy Marley, Spirit of the West, Matthew Sweet. And to wrap it up, we have Tim Vesely from the Rio Statics on the line. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Toronto.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. And so where are you exactly right now? Where are you calling us from?
I'm in a little plywood trailer with a couple of phones and a photocopy machine in it.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Well, the guest production office.
Oh, cool. So how'd your set go today?
It was all right. I think people in Vancouver really enjoyed it. It was a bit of a struggle for us, but it was a bit like the sound check performance of the tour, because from here on in, all the loose ends are going to be tied up, and it's going to be really good.
What was it like looking out into the stage and seeing like a sea of like 30,000 people staring back at you?
It's like, I don't know, watching TV maybe.
Yeah, but you can't change the channel though.
Yeah, oh, it's a good channel. Yeah. It's fun, and big outdoor TV screen with the cool breeze blowing.
So to get to Vancouver, you went through the States with the Inbreds and Eric's trip, and what was it like going through the States? How were the shows? How was the response to the bands?
Shows were great, and the response was great, and it was great seeing Eric's trip and the Inbreds four nights in a row, or four nights in five or whatever. We did like a two-day drive from Chicago to Seattle and got to see a part of the world I never thought I'd get to see, and it was quite beautiful, South Dakota and Wyoming and Montana, all those weird places.
And how's life in a tour bus? What, you been watching some videos or anything?
Yeah, I think he sent us a big collection of videos, and we've been watching lots of them, and sleeping a lot, so it's quite comfortable.
Playing a bit of poker now and then, or a little gin rummy?
I'm up $14. I don't know if that's legal or not, but I'm doing well.
That sounds great. Now, of the other bands, is the mingling, how is it? Do you look like you're going to get a chance to see some of the bands, or hang out with them, get to know them, or is it pretty much play, and then you got to get back of the bus and get to the next site?
Well, we're hoping to do some mingling. Spirit of the West people they're always around and are fun to talk to, and haven't met the other bands yet. I don't know about Blues Traveler. I don't know if I'll get a chance to meet them, but they look like they got a few stories to tell.
Well, we look forward to seeing everybody. The first show in our area is a week from today, Cayuga. That'll be the place. And when you guys played, what was the crowd like? Were there some green sprouts out in the crowd there cheering you on?
Yeah, we saw a few Rio Statics T-shirts jumping up and down, and very supportive. They're always really good to us in Vancouver.
Well, have a great trip across the prairies. I know that's always fun, and it's going to be a great time. And we're going to play something new right now. You guys went to the studio before you left and did a reworking of Fan Letter to Michael Jackson. How did that all come together?
It was originally going to be a remix of Michael Jackson with a producer named Pete Prelesnik, but he got us to re-record it, and then he did some drum sampling and rewrote some guitar parts and stuff, and the final product has grown on me, and I really like it. Nobody brought a copy on the tape of the tape on the bus, so maybe I'll get a tape recorder and record it over the phone when you play it.
Well, we'll give it a spin right now. Have a great trip, and say hi to all the bands for us, okay?
Yes, see you soon, Dave.
Okay, will do. Here are the Rio Statics with Fan Letter to Michael Jackson on 102.1 The Edge.